Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Welcome to the Consumers. My name is Greg Warren. I am here with regular host Tim Convey.
Just a regular host. That's me.
Regular old host.
So good to be here.
Great to see you, buddy. I'm also here with regular host Sean O'Brien.
Also a reg. Yep.
And the return. The long-awaited return of our first guest in Consumers history, Dustin Nickerson.
He's back, baby.
Every once in a while, we get a gift.
Yeah.
He's awesome. A gift today.
I'm irregular.
Yeah, man, we love you, buddy. This is exciting. Man, our listeners are going to be fired up.
I'm fired up. I'm real fired up.
At least these two are. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Finally, they don't got Greg in here bossing them around.
That's right.
It's so nice. Yeah. Man.
We just get to sit back and watch the roast start.
Oh, I'm excited.
Shocked to find out that you're staying at Greg's.
Yeah. Well, you know, we got a new rug I got to destroy.
I'm not a grudge holder, Tim.
No, I didn't think that you would be. I just thought.
No, he does charge me, though.
Oh.
I mean, is that right?
Nah.
What's the rate?
Come on, right? Man.
You know, it's what he pays you guys. That's what I pay back. I'm essentially paying you the opening, you your opening fees.
No. Yeah.
Yeah. No, Greg.
I didn't say another.
Tim, you get a Venmo this morning?
Oh, yeah. Thank you for that. Thanks, man.
I mean, ahead, honestly, Dustin. You're welcome for staining your carpet because you have milked the heck out of that on this podcast.
That's been
an ongoing bit for you and whatever this is every time that I come up here.
We don't know what it is, but it is funny, but it doesn't make sense.
I don't know what it is just about Greg Warren, but he hates a comedian coming on this podcast and doing jokes.
And now, as long as he's not the victim.
Yeah,
if he's the victim, it's never good.
Yeah.
He's just running bits.
What's this, though?
What is it? Nickerson, you know?
I don't think I'm going to do that. I've seen it many times.
Can we talk about the brand? Greg's stupid.
His house is bad.
I spilled coffee. Wrestling's a dumb sport.
Well, here we go.
Okay,
he went to the gym this morning, and he was telling me how hard the workout was. And I was like,
it was hard for me.
I go, how is that possible? Because I pointed to the poster on his wall. I thought, according to what you say, once you've been a wrestler, everything in life is easy.
Yeah.
And he goes, is this what it's going to be today? It's just more of these bits? Yeah, so I'm like, this is a comedy podcast, right? Yeah.
You are right, man.
Yeah, I thought so. But I'm excited to be back.
We are your regular guest. And you performed with our good friend Courtney Landrum at her annual show that Tim put together, Laughs at the Link. And I heard you killed, man.
It was great. Yeah, I had a great time. Thanks for lining all up, Tim. I think you booked me for that.
I did, yeah. But rave reviews, man. You lit up Belleville, from what I understand.
There we go.
Yeah.
Bright light. And then I learned, and we were talking a little bit about this since St. Louis. I didn't know this, but you guys have a big thing about crossing rivers.
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. I guess there's a few spread out at a good place where psychologically something happens to us where if you're crossing a river, it feels like you've gone too far. And
Missouri and the Mississippi are two.
Yeah, I understand that.
But
they're not far though. Like because the Midwest, you'll knock out long drives like nobody's business.
Right.
But
culturally.
So it's like class warfare.
It's classism. It's class. It's just
sounds like classism.
I don't even know if it's class. Is it class?
Wow.
Yeah.
Which is the upper class?
Missouri people.
I try
look
to stay
down on
like,
Illinois people.
Oh
for
yeah,
north.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Go ahead, Randy.
I was gonna say I try to stay like north of the Merrimack River and east of the Mississippi and or west of the Mississippi. Sorry, and east of the Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah,
so you hate people from St. Charles. you don't care for people from South County, and you don't care for people from Illinois.
Exactly. Now you got it. Good job.
There it is. It's just so counterintuitive to everything else that I know about Midwesterners who, I mean, I've had jokes about it. Like, they'll come into my shows like, yeah, we drove 8 hours for this. We're driving back tonight.
Mm-hmm.
But something, you'll drive hundreds of miles of land.
Yeah.
But not two rivers.
Yeah.
It's definitely a thing. Missouri people rarely cross over in Illinois. Illinois people definitely are crossing over more.
So it's more, is it more state lines? Is that the issue?
That's the one I think of the most.
Well, but I mean, the difference between St. Charles County and St. Louis County, I think there are some cultural, political differences probably. You know,
yeah, I mean,
I go over there all the time. So it's not, I don't go to Illinois that often. I will say that.
Yeah, I'm in St. Charles certainly more than I am in Illinois. Yeah. Famously, the two Funny Bone comedy clubs here are door to door, very, very close.
10-minute drive.
But because there's a river in between, feels like they're attracting completely different audience.
Yeah, I have friends that will not come to my show at Westport Plaza, but they go to every show.
Yeah, that's just about your show, though. That's not related to driving. They're like, oh, still doing that bit. Cool. No, doing the 9-cent Cardinals game bit. Cool. Hot bit.
I'll tell you this.
Bit. No, it's funnier. It's funnier
if you
every
think
time.
These are real laughs, this is just these guys. They just anything you say.
These are real.
Don't try this somewhere else because you're going to be like, what I was killing with Sean and Tim.
Wrong,
maybe,
man.
Maybe,
you're wrong.
Maybe you've said some things to me off air that I'm fighting back a little.
Maybe
you've got this public demeanor of like, well, shucks, I like brands.
Shucks.
And then I'm this, and you're like, oh, I love the price.
I'm the bully with you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Off stage, you're
off
so
stage,
mean to
I'm
me.
The bully with you.
Yeah, okay.
That is completely not true.
Yesterday, we're going back to, you know, the king of Kirkwood here. This guy reigns supreme.
Yep.
He's Kirkwood famous. Yep. He's where Bergazzi is everywhere in the world. Greg is in Kirkwood.
I'll take it. True.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
And I go, there's a great little coffee shop right around the corner. It's like two blocks down. And I go, it's really good. And he goes, oh, you would like that. So let the record show. Anti-small business.
Not true.
Ah, Greg, that's terrible, man. Just pitching huge corporations. Just
you know, they need the money.
Advocating for the one percenters on your public product.
I was just trying to make light of
what you're
of
doing
the
with
sec-
your giant platform, and you're out of your bad mouth in this small little business.
I'm not.
I don't think you like small businesses. I think you've got the old salesman in you.
Yeah.
Is like if they're not pulling certain numbers,
corporation or nothing.
Yeah,
P&G guy.
I am a small business.
Oh, wait. Yeah.
Yes.
That's a bit of
So you're the one. And now you're just trying to pull the ladder up with
Sean
you.
Sean and Tim are tiny businesses, and I support them all the time.
You guys going to take this?
I'm not against big corporations, but I'm not. He does love them.
Loves them.
You hate big corporations.
Well, yeah, it's not really ideal to say that on this show. I don't want to be like, I don't hate them, but I would definitely, lean on the mom and pop
with
my Reese's hat as I say that.
Yeah.
But hey, we repped them before, so.
They have the best coffee in your neighborhood.
Do they
FYI.
Really? I don't
as
drink
a coffee,
coffee drink
connoisseur,
tea.
They're the best in your, you have to drive a 15, 20 minutes to
I spent time in the Northwest, I know coffee.
Right. Great. Why support a small business here? Why advocate for small coffee shops? I was about to highlight another small business in your city, which you probably don't even know about. I said it, Coma Coffee. It's fantastic. You should go.
Yeah.
They don't pull in $4 billion a year, so I know they're not on your radar.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, keep going.
I'm sure they pay their employees better than Starbucks, but I'm sorry, you know, that they're not, they don't have the tea that you like.
What? Weren't you drinking coffee on the way here that I bought you at Starbucks?
I offered to buy. Starbucks is McDonald's. It's convenient. It's open.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, but it's not quality-based product. It's open, though. And they're, you know, not that we're here to talk about Starbucks. They don't really market to us anymore. They market to my 16-year-old daughter.
Totally.
That's their target demo right now.
They've already got us. Greg, you were talking about him being Kirkwood famous. Also, I got to say, pretty mid-Missouri famous,
too. Oh, wow.
We were down in Columbia Friday night, and then you guys did Springfield, Missouri on Saturday. But Missouri Theater, Columbia, sold out.
Yeah.
Such a great time.
That was awesome, man. That was
where you went to school.
where I went to school.
Pretty, yeah. Tim went there. These guys had great sets up front. Tim's brother came. Tim's wife came. Saw a ton of my friends. Some of my crazy wrestling friends came downstairs before in the green room before the show. And these guys got to witness these maniacs.
Wrestling lunatics. Which we've met them over the years, but all in one place in that town.
Have you met Joe before? Have you met Jackson, Buddy?
I've met Buddy for sure.
Yeah, Buddy is maybe my funniest friend.
Yeah.
And I know comedians.
It's quite a crew. And then you went by the talk to some of the wrestlers down there too.
Dude, we go to the gym. Great. Greg's like, let's go on in. They walk in. They're just messing around. The guys are playing like dodgeball or something.
It's the Mizzou wrestling squad.
Yeah. Like,
it's pre-practice.
They just roll out the mats for all time's sake. Yeah.
I meet the coach. He's there. Greg's talking to the coach. The coach goes, all right, boys, bring it in. 15 seconds. They're all right on the bleachers. Yeah. Lined up. We got an All-American here. So everybody, pay attention. This is Greg Warren. And they're just locked in. Greg goes out. A little motivational speech. Yeah, 15 minutes. Awesome. He like killed in a motivational speech. They're like,
was he getting laughs?
Yeah. It took a while, man.
Really?
Yeah, athletes are not.
Coach had to be like, laugh!
No, athletes are not like. This
great
wrestlers
sense of humor?
They're so intense, man. And they weren't. None of them heard me, probably. Maybe one or two. But so, like, I don't think they knew what it was, man. It took me a while. And then I started doing the self deprecation stuff about me failing at wrestling, and they really got into that.
Okay.
And I kind of found a thing that I haven't really talked about. Like, it's like I was talking about, hey guys, I'm on your side when you're out there. And just so you know, like, and they're good, but like, even if you're doing poorly, because when wrestlers are like tired and they're done and they're just getting beat up, there's always people in the crowd like, he's doing nothing. He's doing nothing out there. He's doing nothing. Like, yeah, man. Yeah. You do that sometimes.
He's tired.
Trust me.
Yeah.
They're not enjoying it, if that makes you feel better.
Yeah.
Like, he's miserable right now. I have been there. It's not fun.
Yeah.
If you're mad that he's having fun, he's not having fun. And a couple of them I could see were like, yeah, man. They identified with that.
The same thing happens. So my son runs track, and my wife did too. When someone's dying at the end of the race and they're getting caught, and you're just a parent, you're like, go! Go! You think they're not trying to go? You think they're just I'm going to jog.
Yeah.
They're like, their legs are dead. They don't have legs
anymore.
They
have nothing left.
And that's how, like, a lot of runners, I don't know if wrestlers will say the same thing, but, like, they'll, like, at the end, sometimes they'll just be like, I just didn't have it today.
Yeah.
That thing, that extra gear, it did not manifest.
Yeah. And then they, like, it's almost like a character assassination when it's like, he's got nothing. Take him down. And you're like, I actually do have nothing.
Same thing. Rival parents are like, he's fading. He's fading. The way that my son runs too is so he's like distance and mid distance, and there's usually a split, as I understand it. He's explained this to me. My wife has explained it to me. His wife ran in college too. So they're like, there's like strength runners, and then there's endurance runners, but they'll run the same races. And really what comes down to who has a better kick. And so my son is a little more endurance based. So he doesn't rely on the kick, which means his strategy for 800s and 1600s, but especially 800s, is to get a huge lead
and hang on
And that is the worst way to watch a race as a parent.
Just like,
because even if they still win, that person's gonna
trail back.
And so to watch someone lead the whole, and then sometimes they'll come in like fifth.
That makes so much sense, because it's like, that's probably like fast twitch muscles versus slow twitch muscles. And it's probably, you know, obviously the fast twitch muscles are sprinters. The slow twitch muscles are distance runners.
Yeah.
But what you're talking about, the 800 is sort of like
it's kind of a mix. Yeah.
It's the cross section.
Yeah.
And it's like you find them from both, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fascinating.
It's a tough race to watch.
Yeah man. I
they're all hard. Distance running is just extended torture as a parent. It's not. It's, you know, because like if your kid runs like the 200, I mean, it's over in seconds.
Yeah.
But watching your kid run, at least with cross country, you don't watch the whole thing because you can't. You also run cross country that day.
Yeah, you got to go to the spot.
Then
the thing is, like with cross country, as a parent or a spectator, you're like, he's doing great. Then you run the other spot. and they're coming out of the woods. You're like, there's 20 people ahead of him that... What happened in the woods?
Yeah.
Is he dead?
I remember when they would do like the big meets at like state, like especially California where you're at. You're like, okay, so we dropped 100 spots.
Yeah, man.
So it's tough. But specifically like the mile and the 2 mile are just tough watches because they're just like 4 or 9 minutes, and you're just like, oh gosh. And you know, it's not like. It's not a graceful race either, you know. You're like, oh my gosh.
Do you guys hear that? 4 or 9 minutes? 4 minutes.
Not
for
4 flat. Yeah. Yeah. You know, he's cooking.
But I mean, nine minutes for a 2 mile, that is brutal.
Oh, yeah.
God.
Oh, I just broke my own personal record of doing 3.8 miles in under an hour. And I was proud.
On the,
Yeah.
Walking. That is not great. That is just, what is
but
that?
You did
a
it.
A little under, what, 15 no, minutes?
All that should be celebrated. But, yeah, you did it.
I did. But yeah, for me, yeah. I was like, this is a win. Like, I was looking high fives.
Don't compare
stuff.
Your times to a Division I college athlete.
No, certainly not.
No, that's great.
Do you have the intense, are there other parents that you're like, here's Rich. This guy is going to, he's going to drive us nuts. I got to get away from him. Is that out there in that world?
Yeah, I mean, I have a bit about it, about how I don't talk to them. I'll just avoid them altogether. I have no interest in talking to really other parents at that, because it's just
unreasonable.
I just don't want to. I don't enjoy their company, and I don't like. Then their nerves are matching my nerves,
I hope there's more specifics in the bit than I just don't want
to. So to answer your question, no, I'm not buddy buddy with the parents, in part because I'm very nervous and I'm not in the mood for it.
Yeah.
And then also it does get like very like, you know, the day that it's the day that you have a kid, you just become compared immediately with like. How heavy was yours?
Yeah.
What percent? And that doesn't stop for the rest of their life. Yeah. It's just a constant comparison. And then as they get older and they start doing sports and what college did they go to and all that kind of stuff, it's just, it's a hyper display. And
Bigger Staff has a pretty good bit about that. He sees kids when they're like, because Bigger Staff at one time was, he's lost a lot of weight, but he was overweight. And very self-deprecating, but he was talking about some kids like, my kids, look at my kid, man. He's huge. He's going to be an NFL linebacker. And Bob's like, I was pretty big as a kid too, man. I hate to break it. Look at me.
And with distance runners, you're like, all right, born skinny. Good start.
Yeah.
Good start.
Man, because I ran cross country and I did not have the build for it.
Yeah.
And it was average. But it's like they're taking one step and I'm taking three, you know, it's.
There's some height, and my son's, you know, it's not like really tall kids, but you got to have, my son's a little taller than me and he's just built for it. Yeah. And then it's, he gets it from, my wife too, like I said, who ran collegiately. So it's great. It's a tough sport to watch though. It's just cause it's so nerve wracking. That's what it is. I'm so nervous.
Yeah,
that I don't have any.
I can't imagine.
You know like if your kid ever plays baseball, like when they're at bat or when they're pitching, it's that. It's just like you're not like casually waiting to see if a ball gets hit to them at the shortstop or like a ball gets thrown their way as a receiver. It's just hyper focus on them. It's very, very, very nerve wracking.
I, you know, obviously I don't have kids, but I do remember when I coached high school. Just having a sick feeling in my stomach for most of the match. I'm just like, I've been working with this kid forever. And I'm just like, don't do that. Don't do that. Do that.
Yeah.
And you're just like wrestling the match with him.
And you're trying to tell him everything you can, but I will say right now, he's reached a point now where it's like, I mean, I can't coach him.
Oh, on running?
Same. Yeah. And really by the end of his senior year, you know, even my wife was like, I don't got much for you. You're putting up times that I couldn't. So, it's a great sport though. But it is more stressful. Like my daughter plays volleyball and that is not nearly as stressful because it's like a team sport. You know, and you're like, you win together, you lose together.
Yeah.
You know, they make a couple errors. They may have a couple highlights, and they usually don't puke at the end, which is nice.
Sometimes though.
Yeah.
Really good one.
I mean, I'd push them a little harder. Some of these kids should be puking.
In volleyball?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not really a puke sport.
Yeah, well, I bet you some
they're not trying hard enough. Real wrestler mentality there.
Exactly.
I bet you some of the U.S. Olympic volleyball players are puking.
I don't think
so. I don't think so. Not mid-match or after. Maybe pre-match, they're nervous.
Could be.
Yeah. What do you, they just don't want it enough?
Yeah, they're not tough enough.
Yeah.
Were you puking in wrestling?
No.
Well, there you go. You guys, same attitude as the volleyball players. Maybe you need more.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Sean and I drove home late last night, man, from Springfield. By the way, I was in Springfield, Missouri, too, where I was born. Thank you to Columbia and Springfield. Those are two of the coolest shows of my life. I will
love that.
That is
real special.
They were.
Yeah, it was great, buddy.
Really awesome. Sean murdered in Springfield.
Look out.
Fun crowd. Yeah.
He'll be back. He'll be back.
Yeah, we pushed it. We got a few people talking about it, Timmy. We're making it happen.
A lot of buzz.
Oh, yeah, these guys are going to do some shows. Follow-up shows in Columbia and Springfield, along with the
Kevin. You doing the club there?
Yeah.
Where are you playing?
Springfield Comedy Club. September 13th.
Under new ownership.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. Yep. Switch the name, too. I haven't been there. I haven't been to that room at all, so I'm looking forward to it.
It's a good room. Good room. And the guy who runs it, you'll like it. He owns a bunch of clubs. It's a chain.
Still not big enough.
No. No.
Yeah, he needs at least like funny bone chain
he's
levels.
Yeah.
14 or more. Yeah. Or he's not playing it.
Yeah.
It's tough. That's the way it is, guys.
Yeah.
So quiet.
But congrats on the show.
Yeah,
this week.
That was awesome, Greg. Yeah. Seriously. That was a lot of fun, man. We had a great time. And thanks for driving last night, man. You even drove me home past your place.
Nickerson sort of was in a roundabout way talking smack about you.
That's all right.
When I got in the car, I was like, I'm tired.
This is what we're doing. We're bringing up our private conversations.
I'm fine with it.
Oh,
you know?
Welcome.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you know, it's crazy.
I'm thick-skinned, man. I'll take the abuse. Whatever you got.
I pointed out that, you know, back in the day, the middle would always do the driving.
I would agree with you.
But then as soon as you said, he goes, he was on a medication that I made tired. I go, oh yeah, that makes sense.
That
was the end of the
coupled with, I am trying to not have, I have a crazy sleep schedule. I would get up at like noon every day and go to bed at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
So we went to bed Friday night. I didn't get to bed at like 3. And I'm like, get up at 7:30 to make sure. So I was just tired all day yesterday.
Greg didn't.
And
Greg, to his credit, did nothing negative to say. He's a huge supporter of Big Pharma. And he said, as soon as he said medication,
it is a Pfizer pill. It is a Pfizer medication. Yeah, I can promise you that.
Knew that.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing?
What are you guys doing that brand?
What are you guys doing?
Pfizer.
And
I'm
on the list.
And just to defend me, over the years, man, I think I've come through with taking the wheel.
He said he defended you guys immediately. He goes,
Dude, that's messed up. Take off last night. I will not count last night. You're telling me I've never been good on the road when it counts? That's messed up.
Yeah, man, you're only as good as your last performance in this business.
Is that how it
works? That's just the way it works.
Rough.
Yeah. I killed in Cleveland 7 years ago. I can't ride on that, you know?
You're right.
I mean,
real tough. We got to get to the brand in a minute, but Dustin, our first guest who was on the cruise, post-cruise.
Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. We had such a great time.
His family was there. Man. He had kids
there. Man.
So fun.
Seahawks won the Super Bowl.
Oh, that's right.
Amazing. I wish I knew how that feels.
You made it that much more fun for everybody else to watch the Super Bowl, because teams that I think otherwise, at least we wouldn't have been particularly invested in. But
yeah, I mean, he cheers for the NFL overall.
Yes, exactly.
He's like Rob Lowe with the NFL hat.
He just has the shield on.
Roger Goodell logo. Roger Goodell t-shirt on.
I mean, it's with Within the bit, it's genius. If anybody knows me, do I cheer for the NFL overall?
No.
You kind of will, in good faith, root for the Bills for me, though.
Yeah, but I mean overall.
No.
You have a personal vendetta.
I'm
anti-NFL.
As he rightfully, he has been hosed over the years.
Not that I lost three teams. Three teams.
I understand.
I was on the cruise. I loved it because just that your kids were there. And so I just remember being that age, and to do something like that, it's like so cool.
Yeah.
And your kids seemed like they were having fun.
They had a blast. Yeah. It was, we had a great time. The shows were so fun, and it was nice to be out. And I still get people coming out to the shows, like wearing their cruise hats and stuff, which is awesome.
Yeah. We had a bunch this weekend.
Last night. Yeah.
Both shows.
Yeah. And the Seahawks won the Super Bowl. It was a very dreamy way to watch the game. Yeah. You know, I was like, very, you know, like that being the signal we were relying on was not a great feeling.
Nerve wracking.
Yeah.
You had like a cape on, didn't you?
Poncho.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I had
a luchador mask.
Did you purchase both those in Mexico?
Costa Maya,
on the cruise.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. Yeah, it wasn't the original plan, but then I started walking around and I was like, I've been to Mexico enough to know that there's probably some NFL gear on some of those. And then I looked at what it converted to American dollars. I'm like, I'm going to see if we can write that off.
That was bad.
It was very expensive.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Worth it. Especially with the win.
We have the IRS agents that listen to this podcast. We have IRS agents.
Oh,
I'm trying to warn you, buddy.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
I don't say anything more. Yeah, they
he can write that off.
Yeah.
It's a clean write off.
It's a costume.
He's.
I've never worn it for any other purpose than making a comedic video.
Yep.
Which he did.
Yeah.
That's all about board.
Okay.
Totally on the up and up.
Yeah.
You're all right. But yeah,
I support small business.
That was a blank.
Small business taxes. I'm sure you side with the government taxing small businesses more.
I hope they get you. I hope they take you down
you do.
Somewhere or another.
Yeah, you're going to send the audit my way.
I hope they do.
But yeah, that cruise was fun.
It's awesome. Yeah.
I was happy that your team won because I'm a Bills guy, so I won no part of the Patriots.
Yeah,
so that felt good for me. Just to be like, what are they doing here?
That a general sense of people being on the side of Seattle as soon as the Patriots advanced.
Oh, nationally, it was like 80-20 in Seattle for sure.
That's great.
Everything was wonderful. It was great.
It's a big adjustment that Seattle teams, which are eternally tortured, just win Super Bowls every once in a while now. So it's been nice. It's as good as we can ask for.
So cool. No running back right now, but you guys will be okay. Walker's gone, right?
Yeah, he's gone. He's a Chief now.
He's a Chief, mm-hmm. But you guys will be fine. You want it. I hope I have that feeling one day.
Got the
just
ring.
Just want it one time.
Yeah, I hope that for you as well.
Thanks, man.
Everybody roots for the Bills.
Yeah, you got him not. I mean, Josh Allen. I mean, even if you hate him, you
he's
don't.
A Pats guy. He loves Robert Kraft, but.
Keep running with it.
Yeah.
Man, we don't even have to do the. I mean, we can check
no,
out.
No, we should get into it.
Yeah, and I'm glad you're enjoying it.
Yeah. All right. I'm having a great
The brand this week is Costco.
Yes. All
Huge.
Right. It's a big brand I support.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you got the
right
Kirkland
there.
Gear on?
Yeah, I'm a big Costco fan.
This is uniquely positioned for Dustin Nickerson as it has San Diego, where he lives now. And Pacific Northwest roots, where he's from, where he went
Dustin,
to college.
Dustin, you picked this, right, today?
Yeah, we discussed it. Yeah, okay. I did.
They are the third largest retailer in the world.
What?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Sean, who's number one?
Amazon?
Number two is Amazon. Who's number one?
Walmart?
Walmart is number one. Number four is, that's a German company. Five is...
Oh, yeah, Walmart, Sam's.
The Home Depot.
No kidding?
Number six is...
You're blowing my mind. I might be able to get these. Yeah. This is tough.
Is Kroger. Tough.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
number four Kroger is Schwarz Group. It's a, I don't know, it's a German company. And Aldi, I think, is seven.
Jeez. All right. Okay.
You should shop at Aldi.
I'm blowing my mind.
So back in the late, in the 50s, there's a guy named Saul Price, S-O-L, Price, and he opened some, basically took advantage of like shutdown warehouses in San Diego and opened some places called Fed Marts. He was a capitalist. He liked to make money, but he was pro-union, pro-labor, and pro-little guy.
I love that his last name was Price.
Oh, then you'll
Price.
Yeah.
I'm just setting him up for you guys. Saul eventually opened a place called Price Club in San Diego.
Price Club
was not... About it's like last week, Taco Bell was the guy's last name was Bell. You'd think Price Club is about the price. No, his last name is Price.
I didn't realize. I remember Price Club because my mom grew up in California. Her family's out there, so I always remember they talk about Price Club. I didn't realize that is what became Costco.
Sort of. We'll get there.
Okay.
So It was opened in an airplane hangar originally owned by Howard Hughes.
No kidding.
In San Diego. This was in 76. A guy named Jim Senegal worked for Saul, I believe, at FedMart, one of the early ones. And Jim later teamed up with a guy named Jeffrey Brotman, and they opened the first Costco in Seattle, 1983.
Oh.
Yeah. So he was an ex-employee.
So he spun off from Price then.
Not really spun off.
Or did he sell the idea, basically?
Yeah, but it gets better later on.
Okay.
Did you know that Costco started as like basically business to business? So there wasn't, they didn't really target consumers walking
they're
like, in.
They're wholesale supplies.
Small businesses would go in there and be like, I'm going to buy all my stuff for there.
Huh.
Which I think still, I mean, if you go to Sam's Club, there's a lot of like convenience stores that go in there and get all their stuff or Costco. I don't know Costco that well. I haven't been in one, I don't think, ever. So I'm relying
on you. You've never been in a Costco?
Really learning, looking to learn from you guys on this.
Yeah.
In 1993, Costco merged with Price Club, old employer, and they started as Price Costco. That's what they were called for a long time.
Hmm.
The Prices, Saul's family, got out of the business and eventually started Price Club in Central America and the Caribbean. So pretty interesting.
Wow. Yeah, it is interesting.
Yeah. They were business to business. They made about 8 or 9% markup back then. Portland, the first store. Sorry, did I say Seattle?
Seattle,
yeah. Seattle,
Soto, South 1983,
And then Portland, and then Spokane. So very Northwest focused. Then the Kirkland brand. He's wearing the Kirkland thing. That's their private label. This thing is, if it was a standalone company, their private label. Their sales would make it larger than Nike, Coca-Cola, and United Airlines.
Unbelievable.
Their private label.
Kirkland
their store
alone.
Brand.
Yeah.
Kirkland alone.
Couple of questions, and maybe you know the answer, maybe you don't. Was Kirkland their private label from the beginning?
No, 1995.
They switched. What was it before that?
I don't know that. I wonder if it's called brand. Costco.
So so Kirkland Signature, which is, so Kirkland is a city just east of Seattle.
Oh,
I remember that. I know that because Laughs.
Laughs used to be there.
Laughs, is it not there anymore?
No, Laughs moved to back to the U District.
Okay.
Back on the west side.
Yeah, I worked
Laughs. Yeah, but Kirkland Signature, they named it that because that's where their headquarters was.
And so then it moved to another place, which I can't remember.
Issaquah.
They're up in Issaquah now,
which is just a little further east. And they named it Kirkland Signature on purpose to, because they've always tried to go against your conventional grocery store, and they didn't want anything with the name like value or cheap attached to it. They wanted a sense of like, this is a private label, a signature
label.
And Jiggles was taken, unfortunately. So no cost less, no cheap, and it didn't, so it doesn't, even though it's their brand, it doesn't come across as a cheaper version of the brand.
That's sometimes to really, really drive it home that it's cheap, they like to misspell value.
We're not wasting money on the E.
It is
V-A-L-U.
Yeah.
You're like, you didn't even close the bag.
Yeah.
It's just bread that's been twisted at the top. Yeah. They didn't even put the little thing on.
This may also be a dumb question. The only place I can get Kirkland is inside a Costco store. Is that correct?
I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And probably online. I think they have an online business as well.
Cool.
And just to be clear, the private label, that's not like I heard a rumor that the Kirkland vodka is actually Grey Goose.
Oh yeah, no, it's probably true.
Could that possibly be true?
Coffee is roasted by Starbucks. Kirkland's coffee.
It is.
That I think it's on the
That's
front
how
there.
So the private label, I know we've talked about this. The private label means it's just another company putting it in.
Not necessarily.
They don't necessarily want you. I mean, when this stuff began, it wasn't necessarily like that. As when somebody start, you know, if a grocery store had their own private label, they were probably making it themselves or something like that. All right. Maybe they were going through the way. Their hope would be that consumers don't know that. It's just a more cost-effective way to make the stuff, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes it's like, I'm not sure which came first, but like, yeah, some manufacturers will just have extra capacity and they'll be like, hey, I remember Hills Brothers Coffee was a competitor. I don't think they're around anymore, but they were like, they made Kroger's coffee. Like, we got a lot of extra capacity. And then you don't know what it is. It doesn't ever say Hills Brothers. It's just Kroger Coffee.
Yeah.
Mm. The thing that would concern me is, like, I hope they would do it long. Whoever they choose to make it, I hope they're going to make it the same way for a very long time. Because you don't want to be like, well, this tastes different than the right. thing that I had.
Mm, yeah.
Because somebody, especially coffee, because I'm making, they changed who's making it. I wonder if that's.
Dustin, do you have a go-to product for Kirkland? At the Costco?
It's on the ground, those pretzels that you, yeah. those peanut butter pretzels. That's my favorite snack in the world.
Aren't there cashews down there?
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
Confirmed.
No, the
half
peanut butter.
Of the yeah. cashews in the world are sold what? At Costco.
Unbelievable.
Not
in the world.
In the world.
The cashew. That's crazy.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
what a company.
That's
almost what Yakov there.
Yeah, what a company.
He should do. He could do any company.
I could do that.
What a company.
What a company. Yakov did a set last night in Springfield, hung out with us.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome guy. Chicken, I guess, is a big deal there. The rotisserie
Huge
chicken.
Deal. Yeah, the rotisserie chicken.
150,000 chickens in a day. They only spend 2 hours on the shelf. If they don't move in 2 hours, they will bring them back and put it in chicken salad or, you know, whatever.
Wow.
Yeah. They take a $30 to $40 million loss every year
yes.
on selling chickens. I think it's because they're at $4.99. Is that what it is?
Yeah. I think it's $4.50 or something. Like, yeah, it's right in that ballpark. Wow. Yeah.
I love that.
The other one. $1.50 for a hot dog and a soda.
Yeah, they're kind of still. The Arizona iced tea. It's been that since the day they opened. Yeah.
Four times more than all the Major League Baseball stadiums combined.
Yeah.
They sell more?
Greg's furious. Greg says, jack the price up.
Yeah.
You make the consumer pay. That's what this podcast is about.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah.
It is more nefarious than that, though. They get you in on the chicken. And Costco is so built on the impulse buy.
Yeah, it's like they say they want you feeling like you're treasure hunting.
Yeah, there. And they it's intentionally poorly designed.
Yeah, but I mean,
it's not labeled well. It's not easy to find stuff.
They do not put labels on the aisles.
Yeah, it's dizzying on purpose. It's meant to make you impulse buy. That's why there's samples and there's chicken that's cheap. Yeah. And they're like, you're just in here and you keep grabbing stuff.
Because they want you to think like it's like you just stumbled into this warehouse. The guys are working and pushing the
you're
thing.
You're in an airplane
that's
hangar.
All a part of the vibe.
Yeah.
And they have crazy stuff in there just sort of to like give you a dopamine hit that they don't even sometimes intend on selling. Like they have full barrels full of Jack Daniel's whiskey. Whether you buy them or not, they don't care. Because it's like, oh, that's cool.
I got to get back
in here and see what they got.
It's a spectacle.
Yeah, it is. I love this park.
It's a Jim, theme park of grocery stores.
Jim Sinegal. What do we call it? Retailtainment, I think, is what we called it back in the day.
Oh.
There might have been a better. I might have messed that up. Jim Sinegal, the founder. He said, because some exec was complaining about, they were just taking a bath on the hot dogs. And he goes, if you raise the price of the hot dog, I will kill you. Figure it out. That's what Sinegal said.
Oh,
that's
great.
And he also threw.
Quite a cynic.
Yeah, he threw some extra words in there.
I wonder, one of the ways they kept chicken prices down that I learned is they have their own chicken farms.
Do they really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, what are they doing to keep hot dogs down? I mean, this is a bigger question.
Yeah.
Of what is the hot dog meat and where does it come from?
I don't think anybody knows.
Yeah. But they got into the farming business.
Wow.
Yeah. To keep prices that going. Down.
They're still losing money.
Yeah.
You can buy like a $420, $420,000 diamond ring at a Costco.
Yeah. Right.
Isn't that crazy?
Or $1.50 hot dog.
Yeah, or $1.50.
What
soda.
A company.
Hey, what a company.
They do sell gold, by the way. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
Just gold bars. Some guy 6 months ago, I was in there doing the phone thing. And he's like, one gold, please. And I'm like, what? And it's just a piece of gold. $500.
What's the number one selling item at Costco?
Oh, I think I have a guess.
The cashews?
This is an out there guess. Is it olive oil?
No.
Mm. Okay. I'd heard that before. So Milk?
Is it a food or is it like a clothing or like a...
I'm not going to...
Is it solar panels?
I'm not going to...
Because you can get those there too.
Yeah.
Is it gold?
It is toilet paper.
Oh, I should have thought that. Or paper towels and that. Yeah, yeah. That makes sense.
Massive. Costco employees get a free membership and they can give three of their friends a free membership.
Yeah.
Not bad.
But no discount.
I mean, the membership is a discount.
I bet there's no discount because most of that stuff is like, that's the thing. I knew this a little bit when I was in work for Procter & Gamble. Like, I knew more about Sam's, but like, there's no other grocery store where everybody walking through there paid $60 a year to mm-hmm. like, that's pure profit.
Sure.
You can offset, mm-hmm. you can charge a lot less for hot dogs.
If they're $60.
If everybody that walked
in
there just gave you $60.
Yeah.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Do you have a Costco card?
We do, yeah.
Do you have one?
Yeah,
M&S. You have it with you?
Yeah. No,
you
not
with you?
Me.
I don't have it with me, no.
Sean, you have one?
I do. I don't have it with me, though.
Emma got our product today, so shout out to her. I mentioned that we needed to do it, and she's like, she got
Has he ever not shirked it off on
he
somebody
punts.
Else?
He punts a lot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now you're doing it to funny. Emma?
Did you ask Emma, Tim?
I went to Burger King.
I would rather you tell me to do it than have Emma do it. We need you on this podcast.
No, I was like, hey, do you want to...
She's not going to stand for this.
It's like her favorite thing to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So my wife and I have a very different... We have the complete opposite relationship with Costco.
Mm.
My wife My wife has anxiety, and so she hates Costco. Within her bones, she hates going.
I'm a little with you there.
Yeah, because it's very confusing. Everybody's giant carts.
Yeah.
There's a playground in the middle of it that they're hucking for some reason.
Yep.
And the lines are very long and confusing, and they just hand you, and they throw your stuff in boxes.
Yeah.
So, but I love Costco, and so I sneak to Costco. That's my
it's
strip
in your
club.
Blood, man.
I go to Costco.
It's San Diego, like, San Diego and Seattle. This is who you.
I like going. I support the company. I like going. I like getting a hot dog. My mm-hmm. kids all like going. All the kids and I will load up and be like, "We're having dinner without you tonight, honey. We're going in and getting in."
That sounds fun. I want to go now.
I'm with you. Why have you never been to one? You know the membership.
You know, I think because I sort of
now that you know they're so big.
Yeah. Randy likes it.
Randy likes it.
Yeah.
I guess I got to give in if Randy likes it. I always was like a Sam's guy because I think when I was in the business, I really sort of started to see how amazing Walmart was. So, and I knew people. Yeah. I did actually go call on Sam's once. So I was, and Sam's, Costco's much bigger than Walmart.
Yeah.
But in the South and the Midwest, Sam's is probably a little more prevalent.
I don't think people would realize that about Costco.
Yeah.
Costco is bigger than Walmart.
It's bigger than Sam's.
Yeah.
Costco by itself is bigger than Sam's.
Okay. Yeah.
Walmart, the corporation.
And there is kind of an unofficial rivalry with Costco.
No question.
It's a Coke Pepsi type situation. Yeah. You're really loyal to one or the other. Yeah.
How many Costco's worldwide?
Worldwide? Oh,
yeah. Man. You nailed it. Something last week.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. It was the sale of, what was our brand?
Richards and Vicks.
Oh, Vicks.
1.2 billion. Man. He nailed it.
I don't know.
How many do you think, buddy?
2,500.
I was going to say about 2,000. I don't think
Sean?
It's a huge number.
Worldwide?
1,600.
920.
Wow. Oh, wow. Under 1,000.
They're very big. Yeah. And they're doing that kind of thing.
That's crazy how much money is coming out of that.
Per store.
That makes sense because I read too on this that no Costco has ever gone out of business.
Really?
There's never been a store. They've only closed for expansion or relocation to like a They've never had a... That's crazy.
That is crazy.
What other company... That's insane. They've never, ever had a single... Yeah, but that's their models. Like, we're just getting big ones that are cranking out so much money.
There's also, like, I think it's cultish, I guess, sort of with the people that shop there. And then they are a very secretive company. Like, there's sort of a mystique about how they do their business. Like, they do not want anything to do with the media. All of their execs.
They don't
and
do traditional
people,
branding, like advertising. It's all word of mouth.
They
yeah,
do,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Which you
coupons,
hate.
Is it? Yeah. keep going. Yeah. Keep going to the well on that, brother.
That's great.
Warren.
That's
unbelievable.
A guy who beat something to death in this show.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Oh, shucks. Yeah. Someone else is getting laughs on the pod.
I'm all for it.
I'm not the only one who's done the Tonight Show here anymore.
I don't know what the version. I don't know what the version of paycheck laughs are.
He wasn't before.
Yeah.
You're right. I'll give him my paycheck.
They're not paycheck laughs, but there's some guy like whatever. Anybody that messes with me, we got to come up with a term. If anybody takes a shot at me, you guys are just so giddy.
Dude, have you not listened to yourself last year and a half?
You can't beat someone up for going back to the well.
I like it.
Okay. As soon as they
What did I say? What did I say? Keep going back.
You
to the
said
well.
You called them out, right? Like,
you said,
yeah.
"Hey, brother, stop going to the well."
No, did I say that?
Yes.
Did he say, "Hey, brother"?
He said, "Brother," at the end.
And I didn't say, "Stop going to the well." I said, "Keep going to the well on that one,
brother."
Yeah, but in like that's all you got type.
I'm not sure. I'm not capable of that.
This guy's
that would be
two
sarcasm,
hours.
And I don't.
This guy's written 2 hours
that.
Of comedy on peanut butter.
Yeah,
and he's getting mad at me for hitting a bit over and over.
He calls it the jar, not the well.
Like a Tim for the win.
Yeah.
That's probably why you don't like Costco. There's not enough displays.
I am
of your. There's not enough end caps of the brands that
find
you support.
Out.
There's not. It's not their style.
What
and
else?
They have final say. I read. They have. They don't. They're not. They don't let
Is
you.
He laughing
slimy,
at his own joke.
They don't let you slimy salesmen come in there and negotiate little deals and little back debt. You know, I'll slip you $20 if you give us eye level.
Oh my
gym.
God!
They don't give you any of that stuff. They care about their employees.
Oh my
and
God!
The customer.
Our company was the opposite of those guys. I know those guys.
Yeah.
We were the opposite.
Okay.
Yeah. Like we got to do none. And trust me, I would have loved to have been that guy. Like,
yeah.
Hey, here's this. We got to do none of it.
You guys are on the up and up.
But they will not. Apparently, I don't know what they meant by this, but they said they do not charge for shelf space. We talked about this before, like slotting allowance. I don't think they do that at Costco. Like, it gets in on its own merit or it does not.
I think they let the consumer decide.
They pay better than Walmart. They pay their people better than Walmart.
I could see that.
Doesn't take much.
There's some survival kit now after COVID that you can buy for $5,000. You can go into Costco and get a pallet full of freeze-dried food
for
three meals a day for 1 year.
For your what do you call that? Apocalypse
Doomsday.
Shelter?
Yeah. Doomsday.
Shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
When you go there, there's
that. Wild. That's great.
If you see the price tag, there's a little asterisk on the price tag, that means that item's not coming back.
Oh.
So buy it and you're not going to get it again. Yeah. You can, with your like Costco card, you can get discounts on hotels, I guess.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's where my optometrist is.
Oh, yeah.
You can go into the, I think you can go to the optometry place without a membership card.
Oh.
And you can buy booze in Costco without a membership card.
Oh, I don't think, you're 100% on that, buddy?
I am.
I would
maybe,
fact check
maybe
that. Yeah.
I don't know if that's
I'm 100%
right.
That somebody here said it. Now, maybe somebody on the internet said it.
I don't think that's true of the
No, because I have,
either,
when I
but,
walk
yeah.
in, they literally have to show a card at the door. At least at my store.
I think you can say, hey, I'm just here to buy booze.
I wonder if that's...
And it may be state by state because there's some states where, you know, like,
you can't
be separate. Yeah. Yes, you can buy alcohol at Costco without a membership in several states due to local laws that prohibit membership-only alcohol sales.
That is not... Okay, so that's true where
California,
I live now,
New York,
but, yeah.
Texas, and others.
But Missouri, not on there, so no dice here.
You're right, Sean.
No,
Feel
I mean,
good.
We're both right. I'm
Feel
just
good,
saying Missouri,
buddy.
You can't, but yeah, you are right, Greg, in other states.
Sit on it, buddy.
Nice talking to you. That was fun.
Warren Buffett's right-hand man said it is the perfect company.
Mm. Mm.
What you may not know this. In St. Louis, they recently built something like a Costco, like a shipping center or something. It's not a store from what I understand.
Probably a distribution, you know, like a distribution center.
Distribution center. Yeah. Do they have a bunch of those? It's huge.
I mean, typically, like, if you ever seen a Walmart distribution center, it goes on for like miles.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those things are like crazy. If they put a Costco one here, it's massive.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they probably supply 6 states worth of Costco's or something when they put those things up.
But it's like in town. It's not like it's, you know, a lot of times those types of places you'll see sort of,
yeah,
you know,
where is it? In the city?
Can't pick. No, it's not in the city, but I mean, it's not far. You only cross one river, so
that
tells you anything.
Yeah, they do have the greeter there, I guess, you do have it.
Well, they're checking your card.
Checking your card.
They're checking your card when you go in, and then they check your receipt on the way out.
Yep.
No, they check your card to get in, too.
Right, but the thing
on
the
way... You got to show that multiple times. Mm-hmm.
I love the thing on the way out. They says, the role of the exit greeters is to provide extra customer service and ensure shoppers have been charged correctly. I think it's if anybody stole anything. I think, like, let me see your receipt, they're not like, oh, hey, wait a minute, you... Yeah. It's to see if you stole something.
You got
something.
The sale price on that.
I love when they do that to me. I think Brendan Ayer, when they do it to him, he goes, no. And then, or when I show them their receipt, I usually try to say, they'll go, can I see your receipt? And I go, I didn't steal nothing, man. And I just hand them the receipt. Like, because that's their way of being like, I love, and they're very friendly. Man, there was one when I lived in New York City in Astoria where they had it. It was like a smaller, whatever, independent thing. And it was just a grocery store kind of thing, but they would check your receipt. And the attitude was not like friendly. It was like...
in Costco?
No.
This was
independent thing. But you go and you have to hand them their... It was like at the Allmart or whatever.
Q-Mart. Right, yeah.
And you'd go hand them the receipt and the guy'd look at it. And just be like this sort of underwritten dialogue was, we didn't get you this time. But I got my
I'll say this. So I take Sam's over Costco.
Why?
Costco is controlled chaos. That's what it reminds me of. Mm. It's not linear. Like, there's just, it's the randomness of it and the craziness of it. It makes me kind of anxious.
Well, you have that thing where you don't know where you are unless, I mean, without, like, you get disoriented.
Yes, I did get disoriented. But that play, it was just a little nuts for me. Sam's now, you can download the app, scan and go, and then when you leave, if you have 30 things, they will check 3 and then match it up. And if you go 3 for 3, you could steal the other 27 things.
Oh, so you let the company because you can take from them.
Yeah, I don't do it. I'm just telling you. Yeah. It's a gamble.
I haven't been into a Sam's in a long time. What other differences are there on site there?
Do you have to have a membership for Sam's?
Sam's members. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
I've never been to Sam's.
I don't know. It's 65.
It's not as chaotic.
It's 65 a year at Costco. What's Sam's?
65 a year is so cheap.
Man. Yeah. I thought
Sam's used to be 35. I don't know.
I thought it's 50 or 100, but
it's not 100.
Heather pays it, so I don't know.
He's 60 for the club level and 120 for the plus level. What's the plus? There's one now. I think the plus, because I went to Sam's
like
one time.
Airlines.
I went to Sam's one time, and they're like, hey, you're here at the wrong time for that membership. I was so mad.
I think Costco does have a version of that, too, where you can go in like an hour early.
Isn't it older people?
Maybe.
I think I was there in the morning and they're like, your membership. And I was like, it was like automated. So I just say out loud, I'm like, are you kidding me? And somebody came in like, hey, don't worry, man. We'll let you do it. And
Sam's is you get free shipping online. And I think you get like 1% off your bill as well for the plus.
You can buy a car at several.
What?
Costco's. Mm-hmm.
What kind?
And they make no money on it. They're just like a dealer that charges you no upcharge. They'll find you the car.
That'd be a first.
What a company.
What a company.
You can buy a car at any Costco?
No.
Certain Costco's.
Certain Costco's. Yeah.
Do they have a whole automotive shop there? Is that them?
I don't know.
Sam's does.
Sam's
does.
Might. Yeah. Sam's seems more in that Sears.
Does Costco have gas?
So that's what I was going to bring up. So especially if you live anywhere near a Costco, not only does Costco have gas, it's the cheapest gas in your town.
Yeah.
It's always the cheapest.
Wow.
And so...
Randy, who's got cheaper gas, Sam's or Costco? Guess I could just call my dad.
The strongest argument, the strongest argument against a visit to Costco is always the parking lot. That's the strongest visit, because you have everyone who needs to go to Costco. That's why my wife won't go.
Yeah,
it's because you have everyone that needs to go to Costco and people getting gas.
Yeah,
and the higher gas prices are, the longer that line is. Yeah. So it's
a lot.
Yeah,
it is a lot.
It takes
Costco
a lot.
Is intense.
A visit takes a lot out of you.
Sure. Yeah, it is an event. That's exactly the way you're like, we're going to Costco today. Yeah. I'm not just grabbing something.
Yeah, and I feel
you ever bought anything crazy there?
No, I we're very practical when we're there. I think that's what I like about that. We've never
bought anything crazy there
at Costco. No,
no,
Sean.
No, I mean,
bought anything crazy at a Sam's?
I mean, I guess define crazy. And I don't know.
It's
regular.
It's
a I bought a shark snack. at a Sam's.
A shark?
The
inflatable.
From the Atlantic. The vacuum thing.
You gotten into these at all?
Oh, shark vacuum.
You ever gotten into peanut butter pretzels at all?
No, tell me about those.
Well, I mean, it's a pretzel with peanut butter in it. It's pretty straightforward.
Is there Jif in there?
Tell me about those.
Is there something behind these?
They're just really, really good.
Yeah, they are good.
I don't know any secret story to them other than just a
Trader Joe's has a snack. I think it's one of their signature.
Everybody has a version of them, but I was introduced to them at a camp that me and my family volunteer at during the summer. They had these just like barrels of them.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I've never gone back.
Extremely good.
We've taste tested a bunch of different kinds on the Courtney Show. And then Sean Donnelly also is a bit of a connoisseur.
Really?
We'll text each other often if we encounter new peanut butter pretzels.
I think this is my favorite. Because the ones that we get at like a regular grocery store, there's more air and less peanut butter. There's a density like to these ones that you just feel like the middle is full of peanut butter. I think you get more peanut butter per bite.
Yeah, it's a good ratio.
We need to get Donnelly on the pod, man.
I would love that.
He would be totally
being a guest on a pod where he gets fantasized about a different guest.
He would be so nice to me.
Yeah.
He would
yeah,
love
that's
to
That's great.
Yeah. That guy would be so nice to me.
Yeah. We should get Aaron Weber to host this pod.
We should.
I would love to be on.
Guest host.
I'd love to be on Nate Land someday.
Not going to happen.
Hey, is Dusty around? Can we get Dusty?
We had Bates filling for Greg one time. It was great.
Yeah, guess what they did?
What?
Trash me the whole time.
Well, maybe you got to take a look in the mirror. Maybe.
Yeah, it was great. That was a great episode. Other thing I want to point out that I hadn't had until this week when Emma got them yesterday. These mini chocolate chip cookies are unbelievable. We talked about this when we did Entenmann's. I used to love the Entenmann's ones growing up. The Entenmann's ones don't taste like they did growing up. These taste much closer to it. They're soft. They're small. They're really, really good. So feel free to get involved.
I don't rock with them.
No.
I'm not a soft cookie guy.
You did period. Like the, neither am I. Like the cinnamon scone at,
great.
Caldi's this morning.
Yeah. It was great. Yeah.
In during COVID, they sold a life-size teddy bear for $300.
Mm.
And I'm not sure when they mean life-size, is it?
My size or Tim's?
Well, your size like or the size. Bear's.
If it's the one I'm thinking of, it's even larger. It's
bigger than a bear?
Yes. Really? Yeah, because I had a friend
bigger than
who,
what kind of bear?
Pardon me?
Bigger than what size? I don't know if I've seen
that matters.
This.
Yeah.
Bigger than a koala bear.
Bigger than a koala.
Yeah. I'm going to go grizzly.
Wow.
Bigger than a grizzly.
That's crazy. This thing was an huge. Adult grizzly? Male or female? Grizzly.
Yes.
What region? Let's make this a bear's podcast. Yeah.
Let's do it.
I think that exists. Yeah. I had a friend who, she had two boys, and the older one, for whatever reason, was deathly afraid of bears. So the younger one, for Christmas, asked for that teddy bear.
Yeah.
And it terrified the older one. Yeah, yeah. But, I mean, this thing is, honestly, it's great grizzly size.
My niece, Tori, for her birthday, I don't know, Fred Bird is the mascot for the Cardinals. And they got Fred Bird to come to her birthday party, and she freaked out. No big chicken. No big chicken.
Oh, just not happy.
Not like big chicken. Yeah.
Starts crying.
Seven, almost 8 feet tall.
Whoa.
Yeah, that is a big bear. That's
now
crazy.
Look up how big a grizzly is and see how close I was.
I mean, standing? I think they're...
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. That's the one I was thinking of.
It could be over 12 feet, I think.
I have a little trivia.
Yeah, buddy, go for it.
Where do you guys, what do we got here? Okay. Yeah, it's way bigger.
Wow. All
right. Interesting.
Grizzlies shorter than I would have thought.
Me too. Yeah.
Only 8 to 9 feet tall.
That can't be right.
I swear they were over 10.
Wait, yeah, what are you guys looking at?
This is 3 to 4 feet right
That's
here.
Not right.
Heck. Yeah, this is...
This is
a broken
AI door. Is not doing what it's supposed to do. Average adult is can stand up to 8 to 9 feet tall.
That there sounds about right. So they're comparable.
Yeah.
Do you guys know where the busiest Costco in the world is? Any guesses?
I know where the biggest square feet one.
Sales wise, the highest sales.
It's outside of the U.S.
It is a part of
suburban
the
Seattle.
It is a part of the United
Puerto
States
Rico?
Of America.
Puerto Rico.
No.
Hawaii.
Hawaii. Honolulu. Yeah. Honolulu is number one.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Why?
Largest square feet wise, I
expensive.
Think is
Stuff's
Salt
expensive
Lake.
Because you got to, that makes sense too. Yeah.
Good
yeah.
call.
You know.
Smallest, anybody? Smallest Costco.
Wait, sorry. You said largest square feet is Salt Lake?
Yeah. It was in a like suburban Seattle, I think. But I think now it's 235,000 feet in Salt Lake.
Makes sense.
Smallest?
My guess on smallest would be like New York, like Manhattan, Queens, something like the when they
got a guess.
I like.
Don't make me guess the borough.
I like that idea.
Randy,
New York sounds great.
I'm going well. I'm going Kissimmee, Florida. This nope. feels right.
Juneau, Alaska.
Oh,
see, yeah. That would have been my gut, except for what he was saying about Hawaii. I thought similar
you
things applied.
Man,
that would be
you.
Real
I almost thought you said Jupiter, Florida.
Yeah,
that would have been
you
close,
were closer.
Buddy. In Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Lancaster.
Lancaster.
You say that, yeah.
Thank you. Lancaster. Mm-hmm. Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Amish. There are a lot of Amish people there. And oh, yeah. the Costco has livestock parking in that you can pull up your horse and carriage.
I love it.
Park
I
live at the
love
Costco.
It.
Yeah. We did a gig there.
See, yeah.
In Lancaster?
Or very close years ago.
Yeah. We did a gig for some Amish folks. It was in Ohio. Yeah, I would bet you $9,000 was in Indiana.
This
yeah.
is what happened the other night with me saying,
"Hang on,
I didn't do the intro right."
If you're confident and he just bet you $9,000, you should take it.
No, because what he'll do is this is what he does when he's wrong.
Oh,
he
boy.
just stops talking about it and moves on. You kind of do it too, buddy. He'll just
I mean,
move
it's
on.
In the book.
But Sean, if I believed in my heart I was right about something and he wanted to bet me $9,000, I would take it.
Well, I mean, I would.
So you're not
gig.
Confident.
I'm 99.9% sure it was in Pennsylvania because we were coming from Rochester.
I would roll the dice on that $9,000.
We weren't
grand
coming
then.
From Rochester on that one, buddy.
Where were we coming from?
I don't know, but we did Bob and Tom.
But
like,
we were you all right, so we were in
Toledo,
Ohio.
I think.
We were in Ohio.
Yeah. No, right. it was in Indiana, I promise. Right.
You mentioned it. Did you want to bring up him?
He says we're all wrong. You're lying, you're just doing a bit. Emma's doing a bit.
Don't you have it? Oh, you didn't record your set.
I did.
I know what I heard.
Can we tell the people what we're talking about?
You may, sure.
No, keep it vague. It's good podcast content. Make sure to
I brought
use
up Tim,
this as the clip.
Dustin, the other night, I went up first, then Tim, mm-hmm. and then obviously Greg. I brought up Tim, and I said this. I said, hey, but before I bring up your headliner, we have another comic coming to the stage, this guy, blah, blah, blah. And Greg flips out. He goes, you just called him the headliner. What are you doing? And I'm like, what? Like, honestly,
and
I
yelled
didn't
from the side of the
he's
stage.
He's screaming.
He's not the headliner.
Not for being a jerk. I thought you were bringing me on stage. And I was like, Tim, you got to bring up Tim.
Now, I'll say this. Greg was being cool. He was busting chops, but he wasn't really mad. But he was like, come on. I'm like, man, I'm the dumbest guy. I probably did. And I didn't remember. I swear I didn't say it. And then I get that he's on. And then Jay, Emma, you, they're like, no, you said before. I go, I did say before.
Did
and then
you?
Greg's like, you're wrong. You're just wrong. Blah, blah, blah.
He didn't call him. He didn't call me the headliner.
Yeah, I just did.
I don't agree with you guys. But
that's what Sam was doing. He's arguing against five people here. You're wrong.
Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's LoneStar Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
That is
it.
Costco.
That's great. Wow. I learned a ton.
Yeah. Bang up job today, Greg.
That's a fascinating company, actually.
I think I totally agree.
Tell us more. I mean, you're more of like, I mean, it's your thing.
Well, I don't get to shop there as much as I do. I wish I could shop there more because what I like so much about Costco is it's just different. Every grocery store you walk into feels the same, and a lot of them are the same companies, and it's just so uniquely different. So So the average grocery store carries 30,000 to 40,000 items.
Yeah.
And Costco maxes out at 5,000. So they're running there's way less products, and yet it's bigger because it's so bulk based. You wouldn't think it because there's so much stuff
that's
there.
That's amazing.
But then you walk through and you're like, this whole aisle was milk,
this
though.
This one thing. Yeah.
And they're just, they do. I remember like I had a friend who was like an exec there, and he's like, we're spending months trying to figure out the best way to package milk so we can make it flat and put it out. And like, they just obsess over these little details and create unique little things like that. There's been big swings and misses that just didn't work for them. Mm-hmm. But it's just different. It's unique. And you like a company that's trying something totally different. And is it, you know, when you walk in that you're at you plop down in a Kroger, you're not sure which one you're in. Yeah, you know, you're like, oh, this is a regular grocery store.
Yeah.
Where slimy salesmen are making backdoor deals, you know. but somebody's trying something different, and it totally benefits the buyer, and then the employees are very happy too. So I'm a big advocate for the company.
Your friend who worked there, what'd he do? What was his?
I don't know. I didn't ask any questions. Okay. I would just be like, what's new coming out? Yeah. Huh? And I remember it was a big deal when they got alcohol. It was a huge deal.
Yeah,
it
makes sense.
You know, because because it was state by state, which companies where you could sell alcohol in the grocery stores, and that,
right?
I mean, it made such a gigantic up on their revenue, and it's good. The Kirkland Signature red wine, very good.
That's the other thing. They're giant wine,
huge wine company. Yeah, yeah.
I think they sell more beef, poultry, organic produce, and wine than anybody in the world.
I'd believe it, man.
And they say the wine's actually like good wine.
It is good wine.
Yeah, you can buy really good wine from the Bordeaux region of France in Costco.
Someone in France is like, where's this going?
Yeah,
Issaquah.
I do remember. You know, I didn't deal with Costco. I dealt with Sam's a little bit. But like they would kind of have us make a pack just for them. So they didn't really want to be able to have like price compare, like, oh, it's like this at Kroger and it's like this at Sam's. So we would make like a club pack where it's like three of these, and we had to make it available to everybody. Like Kroger could buy it, but it was made because Sam's wanted something different. They want like different size items. Like we'd have like, instead of the Jif behind me, I think it's a 40-ounce Jif right there. We'd have three of those packaged together.
Yeah,
and you know, like in like plastic wrap, and so you couldn't really price compare. Yep. And if they had something special and different than you would see in a grocery store. Now, to be clear, the grocery store could buy it. It wasn't like it's only for them. Yeah,
I think that kind of speaks to what Costco is. Is you're not. It's not really about the companies. It's about the Costco. That's what it is.
Yeah,
everything bigger. It's bigger than any brand that's in there. It doesn't need, and it's very exclusive. Like it's hard to get your product into Costco, and it can really help your company if you do get it in. But they do, as far as I understand, everything they do is to drive the price down. That's the reason they sell in bulk. The reason they limit their products is just to drive the price down to make it as cheap and as affordable as possible. So, big fan.
That's so interesting, man, because that's what happened. I got into Costco because T-Mobile was in Costco with the deal. If you switch to T-Mobile, they'll give you $800 of Costco gift cards.
Wow.
Really?
That's why I went in there. I talked about this months ago.
That's a lot of toilet paper, man.
This was per each each line. So there's like four of us as a family plan.
A lot of chickens.
$3,200 of Costco cards. And that's what it's worth for T-Mobile to be like, we'll pay them $800 because we have this spot in here because so many people are signing up for T-Mobile. Yeah.
That's an insane amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $800 per line.
I don't like everything. I don't like the boxes. That I do hate.
What would you prefer? Their own?
Anything else.
Okay.
The box.
So if people don't know what you're talking about.
There's no bags. They throw your stuff in the boxes that they're like fruit and stuff coming.
Oh, really?
Right. Yeah. That's what they're in.
So produce box type thing?
Yeah.
Really?
So Sam's does that too, though.
Yeah. So Sam's, again, cost saver, but.
They're recycling.
Yeah.
Sam's, I don't even get anything, I don't think.
They probably, I think they have those boxes around as
well.
Do
they? Yeah, yeah. Sam, whenever I go to Sam's, you just stick it all in a buggy and you take it to your...
I mean, I think, I live in California, I think plastic bags are a federal offense at this point, you know.
Yeah.
It's, how dare you, but...
San Diego's got to be amazing. I've never been. And you live there. It's beautiful.
We have
right?
a great Costco.
And a great Costco.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just in our neighborhood. There's multiple Costcos.
I just want to walk around San Diego.
It's yeah, great. Man, you got to get there.
Have you been there?
Love it. San Diego? Oh, yeah.
Tim. Is it the greatest city you've ever lived in?
I've only lived in two cities.
Oh, okay.
And, the, but I, it is
he's
the...
Been to all of them.
Greatest.
Two would, pretty awesome ones.
I mean, I am a firm advocate for no city is better than any other city. You just, everything is, there's tons of pros and cons. Live wherever you want to live that works for you. But we have very flexible jobs and that I just need the internet and an airport. And so could live anywhere.
Yeah.
And somebody said this, unfortunately, in my experience, unfortunately, San Diego has proven worth the cost of living.
That's great.
Yeah, I didn't want it. I would love it to not be true. I'd love it to be like, it's overrated. And then, like, you know, 200 mornings a year, you know, I drop my kids off at school and then I go sit outside and have coffee and listen to birds to 74 degrees. And I'm like, you know, this
I could pay this extra.
And you said good comedy scene, right?
Yeah, six clubs there.
Wow.
No major chains, so not your scene.
Yeah.
you know, it's just a bunch of independent clubs and businesses supporting independent artists.
Thank you.
Show
me a place with an improv or a healing.
Yeah. All great.
Funny Bone, great and then I'll go there.
Great scene. Some great comics have come out of there, too. I mean, the original wave of like Bobby Lee came out of there. You know, Taylor Williamson's out of there. And then Zoltan Kassis is from there, you guys had on the pod.
Yeah, man.
And then my class, a couple of like the Austin Kiltony guys, Derek Poston, Asan Ahmad, and then Taylor Tomlinson, obviously, Brian Simpson. These were like all kind of the comics I started with. Yeah. Vicky Barbalex out of there originally.
Oh, she's funny.
Yeah, yeah. She still lives there. Yeah, Vicky's great. Good scene.
Yeah. Sorry, I'd lost the train of thought there.
San Diego, comedy.
Comments.
Yeah, Big Pharma.
Is it Zoltan? Is it Zoltan Kassis?
Zoltan Kassis, yep.
I was telling everybody it was Cassius.
Oh.
On Bob and Tom, I was like, it's Cassius, guys. And then he was like, it's Kassis.
It is.
Yeah. Wrong. So maybe I'm wrong about you saying a headliner thing.
Well,
could be wrong.
You are on 5
to 1. Yeah, I don't, I'm not certain that I am. You were like, I have it on tape. We'll do listen, and then I go, okay, well, let's listen.
Because I record all my sets, and evidently I didn't hit, like, I walk on stage, and so, but it's 4-1. Case closed.
Mm.
4-1. It's all right. I got things.
You're certain that he didn't say, are you ready for your headliner?
Yeah. I'm 90.
Yeah. Okay. Then I'm wrong.
Yeah. And Kanzler. Because I was kind of like, I didn't hear him say what you said, but
What was the, this is a name you got wrong?
This is saying before, I go, before I bring up your headliner,
comic,
Greg heard, I'm bringing up, now are you ready for your headliner?
Yeah.
Which, you know, he gets confused. So.
Yeah.
And Kanzler is the podcast attorney, and he agreed.
Could be, man.
Hey, can I have a
sidebar? Could be wrong on that.
Love a sidebar.
Quick update, for the lawsuit is on deck for the warranty company. Jay sent a scathing email to this endurance company.
Really?
And I think they're going to pay. It was so good. I read it yesterday in the car. I was giggling. I mean, it's just the way he writes.
Never seen him happier.
I was so happy.
You get really excited there, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're suing this warranty company, my sister and I. Hoping they'll just pay up. They didn't pay. So we're going to see. They have 14 days to accept certified mail. That's when the clock starts.
That's great, buddy.
TikTok endurance scumbags.
Wasn't Jay? Was Jay not telling you?
If you win, he's quitting this podcast immediately. Yeah. That's right. He's gonna come here.
I don't like endurance. That's First Amendment.
No, but didn't Jay say don't talk about it on the podcast?
I didn't say what was in the letter. No, that's fine. That's perfectly fine.
Okay.
You guys want to do
it's
comments?
An endurance comp.
No, there's an extended warranty company that sold my sister, who didn't know any better, this lousy, and it was like the transmission broke, and they're like, we're not paying.
If you were going to get into an extended legal battle with a company, would you want to take on somebody named Endurance?
I don't know if they're built for the long haul.
Tim, how about not comments?
A great kick on them, though, either. These comments come to you. Thank you. These comments come to you from the Taco Bell episode.
Christy King, 5580, said, I used to eat cheap in college with those 59-cent Mexi Melts. In my town, this is great. There's a new Taco Bell directly behind an older Taco Bell that is now an Italian restaurant. Which I love. Old Taco Bells are just the cool.
Old Taco Bells.
I believe there's a social media account that is old Taco Bells that it shows there you what they are now.
And Blockbuster videos.
Oh, yeah. A lot of, there's one.
Just, there's just one not far in Bend, Oregon.
That one's still going, isn't it?
Is it still going?
Yeah. That's a beautiful place.
I got to get there.
Bend's beautiful,
Oregon is unbelievably beautiful.
Yeah. I mean, I got to get to the Blockbuster, though.
But Blockbusters don't have as, specific architecture like Taco Bells, do they? Like,
no, I mean,
like
no.
It's so easy to see, like, that was a Taco Bell, guys.
Yeah, but like there was... Like the old Pizza Huts.
Yes.
Yeah, like, now it's a credit union.
Yeah.
Philip Myers, -Y9I, said, based on the color of the dirty soda, I'm guessing the drink that Sean had up on the table, I'm guessing that is a Baja Midnight, which is a purple variety introduced in 2025, rather than a Baja Blast, which is teal.
It is, and I apologize if I said it was Baja Blast.
That's okay.
Wow. They are correct.
What a correction.
Baja Midnight.
Did I say it was Baja Blast, though?
Not sure I've ever heard that before.
That's what Philip is saying. Yeah, I haven't either.
All right, Philip. But yeah, Philip is
I was saying I apologize. Hadn't heard that.
Oh, yeah. Baja Midnight. I thought you weren't familiar because I was not familiar with that. More Taco Bell comments. Petros Ortizmos, I believe is how you say it. Guys, I'm happy to report that Noggles, remember we were talking about Noggles?
Yeah.
Noggles made a comeback in 2015 in Southern California after a businessman found that the Noggles trademark had been abandoned and he was free to use it. Noggles had merged with Del Taco and closed all Noggles locations. So this guy picked it up. Noggles in my hometown was the hub of activity on the weekends in my high school days, and I ate many a macho combo burrito.
Man, I love Noggles. Mm.
I love lapsed copyrights that you can just...
Yeah, I wonder if there's some out there we can get.
Take over.
Noggles, if I remember, it was where you could get tacos and hamburgers.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
That sounds right. The boy don't play. I'll read this comment, but several people mentioned this. We did the whole episode on Taco Bell and did not mention the film Demolition Man.
Oh, yeah, that was did I do that one? I think I did. Or did you?
You did Taco Bell.
Yeah, I saw a lot of it, and I for some reason, it's just like, I don't know, it didn't.
Got a lot to get to.
Yeah.
But in Demolition, I haven't seen it in so long, but the Demolition Man set in the future, and the story was that Taco Bell had come out on top of all the franchise wars, and it was like the only restaurant around. But it was also like very high-end, too. Go see Demolition Man if you haven't, guys. It's... Strong.
So Wesley Snipes and Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
It's
is Sandra Bullock too?
Yeah, she plays a police officer.
Yeah. Steve Cape.
Not to be confused with Passenger 57 with Wesley Snipes.
Yeah.
And there's some good ones.
Why would that be confusing?
Why would that
another
be confusing?
Movie? Another Wesley Snipes movie.
I mean, you could say Major League too. Nobody's confused.
Yeah.
Pretty different premises there.
Barry. Yeah.
he's got a lot of range.
That's when he had some funny stuff in there.
Blade.
Steve. The central character was...
Not to be confused with White Man Can't Jump.
Some reason it just sticks in my head.
Wesley Snipes was in it.
It was mostly on a plane, and then an old lady saying that that Wesley Snipes, she thought that he was Arsenio, and then he saves the day at the end, and what do you think that the tag of the whole movie was? The old lady going, woo, woo.
Unbelievable. That is some 90s comedy right there.
She was doing the dog pound stuff. Yeah, it was amazing.
Talk about a bit that does not make sense.
And my buddy.
20 years later.
My buddy Salim was with me. He's like, they're going to call back the Arsenio thing.
Yeah, he knew called it. No way.
He called it. He goes, the old lady's going to do Arsenio.
I loved Arsenio so much. Steve K, 1435. Has some criticism for you. He says, Greg's version of research is just having Randy Google in real time because he wasn't prepared for simple follow-up questions. Meanwhile, if it's Tim's turn to research, Greg will ask obscure questions, then rant when Tim doesn't know. Sean and Tim are so nice to accommodate Greg.
Sounds like a comment I would leave.
I just read it.
That sounds like my comment.
That is from Dustin Nickerson.
I actually don't agree with that. I give you guys unreasonable amount of grief. I don't think I do that to you. Like, you didn't get that thing? Because I'm so guilty of it. Of, like, missing stuff. I don't think I do that.
No, not regularly, but you have.
Have I?
For sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I'm not even allowed to host a brand. So there, I mean, that wouldn't even matter. It's inconsequential for me.
Joe File said, you were talking about your favorite restaurant, Jaleo. And Joe, I assume knows, says it's pronounced Haleo.
Yeah, I saw that one, man. Yeah, I wonder if he's right.
Right. My grandpa's
Zoltan Cassius.
Zoltan Cassius
Clay. That was wrong. Zoltan
Cassius Clay. A lot of pronunciation comments. It reminds me of my grandpa's like favorite joke of all time. Used to tell all the time they live in California was that somebody's coming to visit California. The bus driver says, where are you going? And he says, I'm going to San Jose. And he goes, oh, here in California, we pronounce our J's as H's. And the guy goes, oh, thanks. He says, how long are you in town? He says, Hoon and Halai.
Yeah.
It's a great joke.
I like
great
it, man.
Yeah. He told it all the time. Loved it.
Great one, man.
Chasing Castles and Dreams said, we talked about Fuddruckers in this last episode quite a bit. He said, there's a Fuddruckers in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. One of my sons, when he was little, had a hard time pronouncing it.
Yeah.
This is a clean show, so I won't elaborate.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
That was an old bit by John Caponera.
Oh, really?
You guys remember John Caponera?
Yeah.
John was one of the better sports comedians out there. Had a TV show, I think. But I think it was either about Vin Scully or the guy in the, and why am I blanking?
Chicago. Wesley Snipes?
Oh, the guy, Harry Monday
Carey?
Night Football?
Harry Carey. I think it was Harry Carey, but he was talking about how, Tommy Lasorda's out there on the mound and he just went up to the umpire and he's telling the umpire he thinks he ought to eat at Fuddruckers tonight. Now the umpire is telling Tommy he ought to eat at Fuddruckers tonight.
That's great. That is so good.
Now the whole team is telling each other they should eat at Fuddruckers.
That is great.
That's such a great bit, man. Yeah, Caponera is really funny, man.
Yeah.
He's a very, I don't know. I haven't seen him out there. I'm sure he's doing around somewhere, man. No, he's definitely still around. I'm not sure where he's doing shows, but he was a regular like at the Funny Bone in St. Louis in the 80s, in the early 90s. I think he was like the man there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the Keg for Katie, I think, was another big bit he had. He's telling Tommy Lasorda he should go eat at Fuddruckers.
Javanesh 3319 said, if Greg wanted Fuddruckers, there was one on the same block as the Capital One Arena in D.C.
Oh, man.
At the show last week, said, I noticed and thought, I haven't seen one in a long time.
I didn't see it. I did see my favorite coffee shop, Gregory's Coffee Shop. They have really good iced tea.
Yeah,
corporate.
Yeah.
And they have regional corporate shirt.
Yeah.
And they have
Their logo looks like me.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, the guy with glasses.
Yeah.
And they have these protein ball things
that are good, man. I like those.
Like peanut butter, whatever. Yeah, man, they're
little energy bites.
Yeah, there's like three different flavors, and man, they're good.
Yeah,
we're in DC this summer. Will you go to Fuddruckers with me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I will. We'll I mean, I'm not like terribly excited about Fuddruckers, but
I'd be pumped.
Yeah, if you want to go, I'll do it.
It's for the pod, man.
Yeah.
We talked quite a bit about inserts.
Now Tim's saying he wants to go to Fuddruckers.
We talked about sneaker inserts. Sean was all about these sneaker inserts that he got when he bought
Super
some new
feet.
Shoes.
That's what it's called, the insert.
It's an old Rick James song.
Super Feet.
Super Feet.
Super Feet. I already did it.
Yeah.
Super Feet.
Tim did it.
Super Feet, hey. The Boy Don't Play also said, having sold sneakers for many years in my younger days, the brand of insoles, not inserts, they're called insoles apparently, that I always recommend was called Spenco. Though Greg may have been thinking of Dr. Scholl's, sneaker companies typically invest in technology for the midsole, which will affect your knees, back, and ankles. The insoles that come standard in most shoes is usually a thin piece of flat foam, which does little to provide cushioning or support. So when you toss in $20 or $30, a Spenco insole, you immediately feel the difference. It is directly on the foot and focuses on arch support and bridge cushioning. They used to make all the employees wear the Spenco insoles on the job as a reminder to sell them because it was also a higher profit margin for the store.
Mm. Pretty cool.
That was pretty interesting.
This is somewhat related to the whole episode. I forgot to tell this anecdote. A while back, I was at a concert and it was a bunch of people that looked like me and are around our age group. That all had to stand at said concert. Sorry, we're talking about smaller artists. I know that's not your thing. Can we go back to talking about banks and sponsoring arenas? It's a little more our style.
All I said was you guys are all the same age.
But I looked out and I saw this is not like I took a picture and put it. There's like 10 pairs of the same $40 Adidas that you get at Costco.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
I'll tell Melissa, like my wife will be like at the school pickup line and be like, oh, new Costco shirt dropped, you know, or they'll all wear a new Costco shirt right in time for the winter recital. It's the button up that we're all wearing. That's Costco fashion is a real thing for the middle-aged man.
So good. Grant Worstel said, I once saw LeBron James toss a pair of game-worn shoes to some fans after the game. A few minutes later, an announcement told the fans they could keep the shoes, but they needed to return the custom insoles.
Wow.
They must have been the secret to LeBron's success and longevity.
Probably got it at Superfeet. I get it.
Superfeet. And finally, we talked about Sean's printer quite a bit. Jessica Young, 8530, said, our printer is with HP and it's connected to the internet and it detects when we are almost out of ink and sends it to us automatically. Unless we print an extremely abnormal amount of stuff, we always have ink. That freaks me out. I know there are different auto order type things you can do on different devices. I could never do that. Freaks me out. Mm. No one else finds this interesting.
Wait. What freaks you out?
I don't understand.
Their printer is connected to the internet in a way that it spends money and tells, I guess it's just through the HP store or something, to just charge them and ship more ink when they're running out. And that freaks me out a little bit.
Oh, because you don't want Big Brother knowing how much ink you got.
I would say of the ways that you're being monitored, that is low on the priority list.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
That's fair. That's it for comments.
I'm sorry for bringing out a side of your co-host that they don't get to show otherwise.
Dustin also has a great podcast on the Nateland Network. I'm sure you're familiar. It's called Don't Make Me Come Back There.
I love it.
It's Dustin and his wife, Melissa. They do a great, great job.
Super funny. He just had Brian Bates on. Check that out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's fun.
Yeah. I watched it. Did you guys? No.
The Bates episode?
Yes. Because I'm a team player.
We're too small for Greg.
I've been on that program. I begged to come down and do it live. No.
That is not what happened.
It's true.
I gave you the window that we record and you couldn't make it work.
It was one of those windows. It's like, it's impossible. We record from 2:30 a.m. to 2:45 a.m. on every seventh Tuesday.
Mm.
But you're welcome to come.
We record every Tuesday morning. That's when we record. That's every easy. Single Tuesday That's morning.
Amazing. That seems reasonable.
That's incredibly reasonable.
Yeah.
You guys would kill for the consistency that we have.
Oh, you have no idea.
Your producer is going to jump ship.
Uh-huh.
We don't know when.
We don't vary. We're every Tuesday at the same time.
That's incredible.
We don't know when this thing's recorded. This episode right here probably coming out in 7 years. We don't know.
Dustin's new comedy special has been shot. It'll be out, so keep an eye out for that. Follow him on all the social media, listen to the podcast, all that stuff. Sean and I doing some dates in the fall. We'll be announcing soon. And
that's it.
Get on Facebook, the Consumers podcast fan page. Be a part of that. Follow the Consumers on Instagram, and don't be afraid to ever, ever send Sean an email at
theconsumers390@gmail.com.
You getting any emails about the prizes?
Yeah, actually, I just got another one. I sent it to you about an hour and a half ago.
We are the consumers. You have the right to...
That's how you guys end the podcast.
Yeah. All right! It's very good for the audio. Yeah.
Thank you, Dustin.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks to
fun.
Dustin.
Yeah.
Charge your phone.
Charge it.